We're standing here in Victoria Street. What do you say to people? They ask you, what's going on with the old Commonwealth Bank building?
I say that I have to agree with everybody who's just disgusted with the way it is. But look, it's a privately owned building.
Yep.
And council, you know, I try almost every week to get in contact with the owners. They ignore us. The old man who ran the company who owns it, the company still owns it, but he died last year, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so, we are trying to work with the owners or the operators of the company who owns it. Mm-hmm. They're just ignoring us. They just do not want to talk to us. We've actually tried. You know, a couple of years ago, we tried to enter into negotiations to buy it, but they weren't interested in that either. And it's a privately owned building, and council has no power to do anything about it unless it's a safety obstruction for the area. And it's not at the moment because it's got a safety barrier around the outside of it. So it's not in danger of falling down, etc. So it's about the same as us saying, well, we don't like the colour of your house, so we want to come and paint it for you. It's your house. We can't do that.
Yep.
So we can't go in there and say, you know, you've got to fix this up. We have the same problem as other councils have all throughout Queensland. And I had a meeting in Brisbane yesterday that actually the seven or eight councils are saying we need to do something about this. Land banking in our CBDs and derelict buildings where owners who don't live in town don't want to do anything about them. We need the power to do something. So we're gathering that information right now. We'll go to the state government and say it's about time that we had some legislative authority as a council to be able to do something like a building like the Commonwealth Bank, our oldest commercial building in town, heritage listed, and the owners are just letting it fall down.
An idea that I'm throwing around, you know, when you go to the big cities, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, when they're doing construction work, they actually put up pictures on that mesh, the scaffold you've got out the front there now, there's mesh out the front there. If you were to print up a big picture of what the building used to look like in its heyday, put that up out the front, you'd be none the wiser unless you were 2 feet away from it. Could that be an idea between now and when it's going to be done? Who knows when it's going to be done, though?
Well, I mean, there's nobody knows when it's going to be done, and there's absolutely zero interest from the owners. But that's a good idea, Rob. Now, that'd have to be, we'd have to encroach. We couldn't put the fence on their land. We'd have to put it on our land. But so that would be a minor encroachment. We'll get that costed and see what happens. That's a big photograph.
Yes, but, it is. But we've all got photos.
The mesh. There's some excellent. The council historical society has some excellent photos of the building when it was first opened on the opening day.
Yeah.
And it looks. It doesn't look much different now. Only now it's a derelict, of course. But
yeah.
You know, it just shows you what we are in danger of losing. So, look, to all of the people who think it's the council's fault, it's not. I'm devastated that it's like this. I try and contact the owners absolutely every week,
yep.
And they are just ignoring us. And so what we're trying to do now is up the ante with a number of other councils in Queensland to say to the state government, we need some power. We need some legislative authority to stop buildings like this in our towns falling down and to stop owners who don't live here just land banking and letting other, not heritage listed buildings, but letting other buildings just go to rack and ruin. So we, as regional councils, we're fed up with it, and we're gathering the evidence right now to go to the state.